This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. Kloss broke ground on a new Midwest facility last Friday. We'll have more right after this.
I'm Scott Schullity, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
On Friday, August 29th, Kloss broke ground on a new 44,800-square-foot research and development center in Omaha, Nebraska. The facility will add new jobs and support the local economy in an area that is already very familiar with Kloss, as the new building is being constructed on the current Kloss campus in Omaha. Eric Raby, Senior Vice President of Kloss North America, said the new facility will allow them to better assess and address the machinery desires of farmers across the country.
Our R&D center is really the next step, if you will, in our voyage here in North America. For people who don't know, we started making combines here a quarter century ago, 25 years in Omaha. We also have our academy there. Our headquarters for the U.S. and Canada are located there. So it really made sense for us to say, what is the next thing that we want to do? And research and development is extremely important for us because it really allows us to really proactively go out, listen to the customers, understand what their needs are, what the requirements are currently, what the requirements are in the future, and hopefully you'll start to see that on the equipment.
Raby said the developers won't be cooped up inside the Research and Development Center all the time. They'll be in fields across the U.S. gathering data from producers of all different backgrounds.
In the cornfields of Iowa, in the rice fields of Northern California, wherever they need to be, chopping forage, wherever, and then bring that information back and saying, okay, what are some of the things that we saw? What are some of the things that we need to do? And it's not always about particularly performance increases. It could be reliability improvements. It could be a whole host of things.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.